Two morning hosts, two very different vacations.
John, off in the Mexican sun in Cabo San Lucas. Tammy, the chilly, chilly, chilly state of Wisconsin.
And when she says chilly, she's way, way lowballing.
But we had a beautiful reason for flying back to Wisconsin for our vacation. Mama Barbara.
Oh my God, wait. Your mother-in-law, Mama Barbara?
Yes.
Who at one time was our Olympic correspondent.
Yep.
Who has all kinds of wonderful, whimsical Wisconsin phrases.
Yep, we're getting into that.
Yes.
We were just talking about you last week, and we were using one of your catchphrases. What's the catchphrase we use of yours all the time?
Hot diggity.
I like the way you work it.
Hot diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
Hot diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up.
That's the one. How was this basically kind of little family reunion tonight?
It was fabulous. Very, very warm. Very excellent food by an excellent chef and his wife.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Brian, you are the one who cooked everything tonight. What were you recreating this evening?
Well, it's a meal that's been happening well before I was born. And so I grew up with my grandmother making this meal.
Made it Christmas Eve. We couldn't have anything but fish. We couldn't have meat.
Yeah. And so my mother had learned from your mother, my grandmother, how to make these dishes. And I've had this every Christmas Eve of my life. And so I was talking with my cousins, and they were telling me how much they would love to experience that again. And I mean, the whole point of this meal is to share it with people you love and to let this tradition that's been happening for so long carry on.
Excellent.
So it's just been a magical night to let them, you know, rekindle that that warm feeling that my grandmother, our grandmother, and your mother. I mean, there was no light that burned brighter than Lena Zarletti. I mean, she was. And no better cook than her, too.
It was something.
Barb, now, don't you think that Brian did a pretty darn good job of recreating her meal?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was an honest effort. This is how I express love. I learned this from her, from my parents. This is how I express love, is through food and tradition and sharing it.
Well, it was absolutely lovely. And I loved watching all you guys together, too, and everything that you share.
Yeah.
And thank you for inviting us to be a part of it, Brian.
Thanks
it
for
was
making
fabulous.
The track.
You bet.
Ice cold Wisconsin.
I know.
Wow, that is freaking beautiful.
It was such a great time.
Anytime during this meal, this long table of loud Italians and unbelievable smelling food and keeping traditions alive, I mean, you had to get emotional. I'm sure your husband must have been very emotional.
Definitely, my husband was emotional.
It's his side of the family.
It's his side of the family. And I didn't get emotional in that respect. I just kept, like, who haven't I talked to yet? And then I had to go spend time with them and then move on to the next person. I just enjoyed it so much.
If at any time you're thinking to yourself, why would you fly from San Diego to Wisconsin just to hang out for a dinner with, you know, your family? Well, you just don't know Italians.
It was beautiful.
I too had a family reunion in a completely different part of the globe.
Because you were cousins too, right? It was your cousins?
It was my sister and brother-in-law and my cousins and my girlfriend, a total of 18 of us invading Cabo, the San Jose side, which I think is why it's closed down today. They're cleaning things up.
Maybe.
A recap at 7:05, including a reason why my sister is not too happy with me. John and Tammy.
Uh-oh.
San Diego's morning show on KSON.